statement. Let's go over it.
Hi, this is Vincent in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Your name again?
Vincent.
Vincent. How are you, Vincent?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I was better till I really looked at my bank statement close. It shows that on January 21st, a Quick Burn Health was charged to taken out of my bank account for $89.65. And then on the 24th, a Quick Burn SOLUT for $87.43. And she told me that it was taken out again in March. And I did not order this. I don't have a husband. I don't have a man. I don't have anything but a little dog. And these charges have caused me to be overdrawn.
All right, let's take a look at it.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. All right. And what's your first and last name?
Shirley Tatum, T-A-T-U-M.
Okay, thank you. And can you verify your mailing address for me?
It's 2010 Panther Lane, apartment 501, Liberty, Texas, 77575.
Thank you. Okay, let's see here. All right, so looks like the erection is here. Looks like it originally started out as a trial for $659 and $749 for the shipping. And it appears that all these products have been delivered to your address by the U.S. Postal
Nothing
Service.
Has ever been delivered here. Nothing.
Right. I understand. Yeah, let me search these tracking numbers for you real quick. All right, so according to the U.S. Postal Service website, there were three packages delivered to your address. One,
yeah.
January 13th in your mailbox, March the 13th in your mailbox, and a second one on March the 13th also in your mailbox.
No, sir. Nothing has come here. Nothing.
Oh. That's definitely strange. I wonder where they went.
I don't even know how to order on the internet.
That was actually not that hard.
Challenged. Well, I'm electronically challenged and I'm scared of it, okay?
Right. All right, so let's see here. All right, now, let's see. Okay, and now I'd like to get you some information sent out about our fraud investigation. Do you have a good email I can send it to?
No, I don't have an email. All I've got is a phone number.
You don't have an email address?
No.
Well, I'll just send it to ShirleyTatum866@gmail.com then.
What?
I said I'll send it to the email we have on file, which is ShirleyTatum866@gmail.com. Looks like that's the one that was entered at the date of order when these products were purchased.
Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am. I'm very serious.
Give me that again because I didn't make that.
ShirleyTatum866@gmail.com.
ShirleyTatum. 866?
At gmail.com.
Damn, they even set that up. Okay, I'll get somebody to show me how to do that.
So I'll get that sent off there for you. Oh, yeah, because I mean, it's looking like this is actually a trial period, and when a failure to cancel happened, that's when it rolls over to a monthly subscription, which is why there are additional charges and then shipments here as well. Now, are you sure you couldn't have just maybe forgotten about it, or somebody in your household did it and they just forgot to tell you?
No, I live by myself. I have a dog. I don't do internet. All I know is I've been being overdrawn, and I knew I shouldn't have been. So I really looked at my bank statements, and this is what I found.
Right. All right, so.
Look, I'm 83 years old. I live on fixed income. So I would have no reason to buy this stuff.
No, sure, I understand. All right, so we can certainly, you know, it doesn't necessarily appear to be fraudulent activity since all the information on the account appears to be yours and then the confirmation of delivery.
I did not have a Shirley Tatum, whatever that is you said, at Gmail. I did not order this stuff, sir, and it has never come to this address.
I'd be more than happy to provide you with the tracking number if you'd like to take it up with your postal service.
I'm just yes, please.
Okay, sure. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
It's going to be 9274-8999-9099-5462-0884-16. And that's
let
the first
that
one.
Let me read that back.
Go ahead.
9274-8999-9099-5462-0884-16.
Correct. All right, and the next one is 9274-8999-9099-5462-0884-61.
9274-8999-9099-5462-0884-61.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. And last but not least is the third one, which is 9279-9099-5455-9065-07.
Okay, that's 9274-8999-9099-5455-90-6307.
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, when can I expect this money back in my account?
Well, so what we'll go ahead and do, I mean, the only way I'd be able to really process a refund for you is by beginning a fraud investigation, which entails contacting the authorities there, your local police in Liberty, Texas, and we'll be passing all this information off to them, including the tracking number, all the information on the account, email, phone number, address. And we'll also provide them with the IP address from the device that was used to place the order. And with the IP address, they're able to track down the time, the date, and the location that the order was placed, as well as the phone that was used or whatever electronic device was used. And then they'll track down that device's owner and whoever owns that device will be pressing charges against them. And now any false claims or fraudulent charges is going to be met with a fine or a fee being levied against that individual. Are you sure you want to continue with this?
You betcha.
Sounds
I
good.
need that money.
Well, I just wanted to make sure before we got anybody in trouble.
How can you get in trouble for something you didn't do?
Well, I'm not saying that you did do it. It just seems that it's friendly fraudulent activity and not true fraud. That's all. Friendly
Nobody's
fraud
in
is
my phone
usually.
but me.
Oh, I mean, as long as you didn't
Nobody's
do
been
it, you don't have
here.
anything to worry about. But you
Okay,
can
what
rest
is an
assured.
IP address?
Sure. So it's kind of like a serial number on every electronic device, which, you know,
Okay,
think
you
of it
want to
like
give
a
that to
social
me
security.
also?
Well, you'd only be able to get that with a subpoena, but you're more than welcome to get one, and then we would provide it for you. But we'll be giving it to the local police there in Liberty,
Okay,
and they'll be
that's
tracking
good.
it down.
Okay, well, I'll go talk to them tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. I would also advise you getting a locking mailbox because it seems someone's able to steal all your information and mail you packages and then abscond with them. But I've got you
Yeah.
some refunds processed here. Let's see. All right, so give it about, I'd say, 3 to 5 business days for the refund, 8743, 8965, twice over.
Okay.
Anything else I can help you with?
Do you pay for the overdraft fees?
Unfortunately not.
Okay. I would thank you so much for this.
No problem. And if at any point any new information comes up, you're more than welcome to give us a call and we'll try to help you out in any way, okay?
Okay, Vincent. Thank you. So, and this count has been canceled, right?
Yeah, so I canceled your trial.
Thank you. You are a doll.
Thank you so much, and thanks for calling customer service.
Okay, thank you.
Yep,
bye-bye.
Bye.